Having your website address begin with HTTPS and not HTTP matters. It matters a lot, and it matters to your business in particular and those that are coming to visit you on your site. So let's get into how it matters, why it matters, and what you can do after the theme song. So the big question is this: how do we ambitious professionals avoid the slow-moving career, take control of our time, and get paid for two things? Doing what excites us and making an impact bigger than anyone ever thought was possible. That is the question, and this podcast has the answers. My name is Candace Spears, and welcome to Ambition, Honey, and Hustle. So I've gone through a fair number of websites over the past week, other people's websites, just in doing digital marketing audits for prospective clients, that type of thing in the agency. And so one of the things that I've noticed is that there are a lot of people with insecure websites. And if you happen to be one of these people, I'll tell you how you know in a minute, but if you happen to be one of these people, here is a word of warning to you to get that fixed ASAP, because it affects you in very big ways. So when we talk about not having secure websites, if you were to go and look at your website today, whether it's for your personal brand, if it's for your business, if you look at it and you have your domain name, so whatever.com, .biz, .info, .ca, .whatever you're using, does it ultimately start with HTTPS or HTTP? And if there is no S at the end, so if it's not HTTPS, your site is not secure. And so it's important that you get this corrected, because it affects you from a marketing perspective. And we'll talk about how you can get that corrected in a second, but here's what I want you to understand. So Google, as you may or may not know, has it does penalties for different things. And let me just give you a good definition of a Google penalty, because I think HubSpot did a really good job of giving it a definition. So HubSpot calls a Google penalty a punishment against a website whose content conflicts with the marketing practices enforced by Google. This penalty can come as a result of an update to Google's ranking algorithm or a manual review that suggests a web page used black hat SEO tactics. And that really just is, they've used search engine practices that, you know, aren't the normal desirable. They're more back end type practices. And so these Google penalties, one of the updates that Google made, and it was an update in 2014. So the secure update, and I'm taking a look at an article on HubSpot's website, and I will put a link to this article in the show notes, so that you can take a look at it a little closer, because there are a lot of other things in here as well to be aware of from a penalty perspective. But so in 2014, when Google did one of its updates, one of the things that it started to penalize for was sites that were not secure. So they didn't have that HTTPS. They only had that HTTP. And so if you've ever noticed, or if someone is coming to your site, they're coming to check you out, and you happen to be HTTP and they're using a Chrome browser, their experience will be, hey, are you sure you want to go to this site? Right? We don't know if you can trust this site. I can't think of the exact language they use, but it's something like, you know, this site may not be trusted. Are you sure you want to go there? Now, I want you to think for a second. Is that the experience that you want your customers, your clients to have when they're interacting with your business? Probably not, right? So I want you to take a second and make sure that you get your site changed over to be secure, not only for security reasons, hackers, and all this other good stuff, which you should do it just on that reason alone, to be secure, but also from that marketing perspective and making sure your rankings aren't hindered in Google. So if you had something called an SSL certificate, an SSL security certificate, that stands for secure socket layer. I wouldn't worry about all the details, but know that you can go back to either your domain provider, or if someone is doing your website for you, I would consult with them or consult with your domain provider to make sure that you get that security added in, and so that you show up as HTTPS and not as HTTP. So I want you to take this and make sure you take some action, because it matters on more than one front. So take a look at your website, make sure you get in a secure place, and we want your customers to be having an amazing experience with you, especially those that don't know you. We're in the game of building trust, not tearing it down before we've had the chance to really get in good yet. So take a look at that. I hope you have a great day, a great evening, whenever you're listening, and I'll talk to you again very, very soon. Enjoy what you're hearing on this podcast? Well, if you do, I need you to do me a huge favor. Go over to Apple Podcast, look for Ambition, Honey, and Hustle, and leave me a rating and a written review. That would be so awesome. And you don't know how much that helps other listeners just like you find us. So go ahead, leave the rating and review. I'll wait, or not. I'll trust that you'll go and do it. And I thank you very much in advance.